Blog Talk Radio.
Networking on the radio. And this morning we're going to talk about Valentine's Day. It's around the corner. Valentine's Day, one of the most prominent days on the planet, because people are in love and people do want to show love. And love is a powerful, powerful emotion that you can't get by. Nobody gets by when it comes to love. Love lasts a long time. Some love are short, some love are long. But however, if you got love in your heart, love in your life, things will go better. Things go better if you're in love. They say things go better with coke. Life goes better with love. Are you in love? Do you have a love? Do you want a love? Do you need love? Has love ever had you? Sometimes people fall in love and love get them. Love gets them to the point where they want to act a monkey fool. They want to do things that they normally don't do. Like in some cases, I was a former PG County police officer, and love will make you do crazy things. Love will make a dude do things that he shouldn't be doing and end up getting locked up. So for the power of love is treacherous. If you don't understand what love is, ask somebody who's been in love. It's a song by Bill Withers called Use Me Till You Use Me Up. And there's a verse in that song where he says, my brother came to me and told me, she's using you. You got to be crazy to let this woman use you where you use, like she's using you. And he said, if it feels this good being used, then use me up. He said, brother, I don't mind you telling me what you think, but if you knew what she was doing to me and how she made me feel, you'd want to be used up too. So it's about love. It's about people making each other feel as though they need each other. The number here is 347-637-3051. We're talking about Valentine's Day, things you can do on Valentine's Day. What things do you like to do on Valentine's Day? What did you do last Valentine's Day? Did you do anything for your love at last Valentine's Day? What about this coming Valentine's Day? Are you a planner? Some people just take Valentine's Day as a light thing, and you got to take it as a serious thing, because Valentine's Day only comes once a year, but you can't wait to the last minute to do it. We'll be right back with what can you do on Valentine's Day?
You're my queen. I never knew what you said. My
Welcome back. Valentine's Day. What to do on Valentine's Day? Here are 10 things that you can do on Valentine's Day. You may not like some of these things, but some of these things that you may like, you may look at it and say, hey, I would love to do something like this on Valentine's Day. In case you haven't been picking up the subtle hints from your wife or your girlfriend by emailing you or pinning something on the mirror or Valentine's Day is coming. It's nobody gets by. Valentine's Day is coming. But what you can do depends on how long you've been seeing each other and what level of romance you want to bring on that special day. So if you're out of Valentine's Day ideas, you can think a little bit or listen to what I have to say, because Valentine's Day is a day that you don't want to let get by. You don't want to let it slip up. That's why the people are on the side of the roads. They are giving you things that people don't wait till the last minute. They're giving people things they can get the last minute. And if you don't understand that, you'll be caught short and try to run around and find some little rose or something at the last minute. This is what you have to do. So you like this girl, you like you, or she likes you, or it's your wife. You see this day coming. A good way to turn up the heat in the relationship is through communication. You know, 55% of women disagree to invite her to go to dinner or grab a Valentine's Day cocktail. If this goes well, suggest a nightcap, go home. So you can start out by really just having a nice little dinner and grab a cocktail. And if it goes well, she'll tell you to go home with her. She'll say, hey, let's go home. Let's make this a Valentine's Day day for real. So you got to understand that that's the way you can start out. Just say I love you. Just tell her that you love her. Don't even hesitate. Tell her that you love her. Give her some kind of bouquet. A lot of people are into organic flowers. Everything is organic. Give her something organic. People like that. You can pre-place the orders at organicbouquet.com before February 11th, and you can beat the rush. Some orders you should receive it the same day. So make sure that you understand that. Also, if you've been dating over a year, you can reach to the point where some sparks of a honeymoon stage may be passed. So you may want to take a trip, a long weekend together. Getaway is always good. Look at least for a minimum amount of flights or something that's cheap or something that's not too expensive, and you can go on a flight. Also, you're both stressed out. Go get yourself a massage, a double massage, you and her side by side. Plan a Valentine's Day. 60% of women say the couple should come up with something together. Be productive and give your girl you've been waiting to go out or take out something special. It's not about racking up the most credit card fee. A cheap Valentine's Day gift can be good. It's about showing her you remember and you care. That's the key. Show her that you didn't forget this day, that you basically remember that day. You want to spice up your sex life on that day. Don't just have the same old sex life. You love this woman, but maybe you're craving something different and you feel like she is too. It's okay for your sex life to become a little less wild or a little more wild, but add something spicy to it. Cook dinner at home. Maybe you can give a bubble bath, the two of you, and hot oil massage, bathrobes, the old movie, and then take time to go down with her with some initiating type oral sex. That's always a warm-up to the better sex. I'll explain something to you. A good cheap gift for a man is a bath. Run the bath water and tell your man to come inside the bathroom. And when he gets in the bathtub, tell him to act like he's a three-year-old. Say, look, I'm going to bathe you like you are a three-year-old. Hold your hand up. Lift his hand up. Wash everything. It could be one of the most erotic evenings that you ever experience. Just the mere fact that you or pampering your man. When was the last time you pampered your man? Wash everything. Lotion him down. Give him a back rub, a body massage. Just touch everything, and you will be surprised at how that evening will end up. It's very seldom that the man gets that pleasure. He gives that pleasure a lot, but can he get that pleasure himself? Dry him off, lotion him down, massage him down, and make sure that he feels special. It's Valentine's Day. When it comes to a woman, pamper your lady. Give her something that maybe she hasn't gotten. Women love to be pampered. Most of the time, they're pampering themselves. They go out shopping. They go to the hairdresser. They go to the nail salon. They get themselves a manicure. They go to the nail salon and the beauty salon, and they get what they call a pedicure. Hair, nails, feet, clothes is all a way of pampering that woman pampering themselves. However, here's something that a man can give a woman that she really can't give herself. Yes, they love to be pampered. Manicure, pedicure. What about a pubicure? That's something you as a man can give your woman, a pubicure. Invite her into the bathroom. Run the bath water, bubble bath, with oils and scented beads. Lower her down into the bathtub with your back of your hand, touching the water first in case it's too hot. If it's too hot, you can lift her back up. If it's just right, you can lower her down while you're grabbing her behind in the water. Once she gets down in that water and she's lowered, remove your hands from her bottom. Get you a sponge, big sponge, lather it up, and start bathing her all over, washing every part of her, running, squeezing the sponge all the way down her body to it feels good, just running over her, the water running over her body. But here comes the pubicure part. You want to then ask her to stand up, and you want to shampoo her pubic hairs, massage her pubic hairs, and shampoo it, and then rinse it off with some lukewarm water from the shower hose. Once it's rinsed completely dry, shower her, rinse her whole entire body off. And as she's standing there, then you can condition the pubic hair. As it sits there, you can talk a little bit, kiss a little bit. But then you want to rinse off the conditioner. And once it's conditioned and smelling sweet, then you want to take a terry cloth towel and blow. Just tap it so you can sort of dry it, but then you want to blow dry it with your mouth. Blow dry the pubic hairs with your mouth. And at that point, it will turn into another whole aspect of bath. That is when you give somebody a special, special treat, a pubicure. We're going to take another break. When you come back, we're going to ask you some questions about what you like to do for Valentine's Day. The number here is 347-637-3051. Give us a call, and we will definitely have you on the air.
Oh,
Welcome back. The lines are lit up. It's all about Valentine's Day. What can you do for Valentine's Day, and what can Valentine's Day do for you? So many people are looking for love in all the wrong places. Can they find love? Do you have love? Do you have something in your heart for Valentine's Day? Or do you still walk by the Hallmark card at the CVS? How does it feel to walk by the Hallmark card at the CVS? You have no Valentine, no one that you want to give a Valentine's Day card to. What does that feel like? Or do you like that feeling? Or do you want a Valentine? Do you want to have someone that you care about so much that you want to stop by the Hallmark card aisle at the CVS? Do not pass the Hallmark card aisle at the CVS. What about getting married on Valentine's Day? Some people get married on Valentine's Day. They turn that day into a special day because they'll never forget it. Their anniversary is the same day as Valentine's Day. She will love that. A lot of women love to get married on Valentine's Day. But what's your comment on that? Do you think that's a good day to get married on? Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve? Well, those days, the days that you should get married on. So will love be a sweet attention, or will the day take attention from your day, or will your day always be special? So think about that before you make Valentine's Day your honeymoon, because it could be taken away by other things than Valentine's Day. So you need to know what you need to know, but make sure that you get things done. Don't wait till the last minute on this Valentine. That's why I'm giving this show early, so you can get your Valentine information early and know what to do. Restaurants. When it comes to restaurants, you need to good restaurant that you love. Now, I suppose you're having some problems with your mate before Valentine's Day. I mean, what do you do if your relationship's not going good? Regardless of how long you've been together, sometimes things aren't easy in a relationship. Even when you love each other dearly, you won't always see eye to eye on everything. If you're going through a tough time with your woman or your wife, take time to write a long, kind, and open letter to her, suggesting that you go to one of your favorite restaurants, followed by a nice wine bar, and give her what you wrote. It may help break away some of those things keeping you apart and apparently open up to dialogue. The worst thing a woman can do in a relationship is not be with you on Valentine's Day. If a woman refuses to see you on Valentine's Day, that woman don't like you. She don't care about you. She could care less about you. Valentine's Day, she does not want to see you on Valentine's Day. What type of woman is that? What type of woman that could not love someone who is married to her or loves her and she don't want to be with them on Valentine's Day? That relationship is so dead. I mean, it's dead as Julius Caesar. You cannot revive that to some degree when they don't want to be with you on Valentine's Day. So you got to realize that that's a cold-blooded woman. You're glad that she don't want to be with you. That's somebody you should divorce yourself from and never look back, because there's nothing to look back on. The woman really does not care about you. Most men, 78%, don't mind if they have a date on Valentine's Day. But if you're just out of a relationship, you might be missing the company. And okay, the constant sex, but being with someone you cared about. Round up some single friends of yours, some all weekend and getting away from the hearts and flowers and all the streets that would take your mind off the romance. Get away. Don't hang around romantic things if you got nobody to be romance. Or if you're recently single and somebody left you, or somebody care less about you or don't want to be with you on Valentine's Day, then get away from Valentine's Day stuff. Get away from Valentine's Day stuff. Get it out your system. Get away. Don't let it bug you down or get you down. You're not really into Valentine's Day. You realize that some men and some women aren't into Valentine's Day. Some women don't particularly care for February 14th. Instead, they'd rather you show how much they love them every day. They don't like the fact that it's one day. They can't stand it. Show me love every day. That's their motto, not just in the middle of February. If your lady has constantly mentioned that she does not need to celebrate Valentine's Day, take her word for it, but suggest that you still do something fun since it's a long weekend. Try something neither of you have ever done before, like rock climbing or seeing a brand new play or going some impromptu road trip or just something that you haven't done. Whatever it might be, you don't have to use Valentine's Day as an excuse to do something exciting. Some people don't like Valentine's Day, so you have to make sure that you basically are not that type of person. You have to make sure that you basically let her know, or she let you know she don't like it, that she don't like it. So you have to realize that, hey, maybe I don't have to go through these changes. And some people cannot stand Valentine's Day because they plan the field and it messes them up. They don't know what to do when they have so many women that want something on Valentine's Day and they can't get with them. Take a deep breath. If you're a last-minute person and you forgot, don't freak out. Don't put your dog into that fight. Remember, it's last-minute romantic thing, the last-minute Valentine's Day. You can still make it, make her smile. Some ideas. Buy rose petals at the florist and make a scavenger hunt around the apartment, all with the reasons she's wonderful, hot, sexy, smart, et cetera. Or personally deliver flowers to her office and treat her to lunch on Valentine's Day. The biggest thing to remember about this holiday is to just make her feel special and make her feel loved. That's the most awesomest thing you have to remember. Make her feel special and make her feel loved. That's the most important thing about this day. Don't panic. It can turn into a better day. This has been the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's Network on the Radio. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Pass the word. Information is power. Don't let this information get you by.